New York City's in the process of making that subway system even bigger. It's adding a new line as part of the city's first major subway expansion in 50 years. New York transportation officials say once it's done, the new line will help reduce overcrowding and delays. But that doesn't happen quickly, and that doesn't happen cheaply. Ali Velshi looks at what's involved.
Backhoe excavators that can cost $700,000 apiece. Man lifts that sell for up to $500,000. See that hydraulic drill jumbo? They can go for $800,000 a pop. These are the machines of modern-day civil engineering. New York City has them working full speed ahead on its new 2nd Avenue subway line.
Subways are expensive. Just to give you a sense of perspective, way back when, the first subway in Manhattan was 21 miles and it cost $35 million. This one is about a mile and a half for about $4.5 billion. That's more than $1 billion a stop.
And that's just for phase one. We went digging 10 stories below Manhattan to find out what goes into the bottom line on a new subway line.
It's a bargain. That machine is a bargain. $800,000 a pop.
The most massive piece of equipment used is the tunnel boring machine. The last time New York built a subway, it used the cut and cover method, digging from street level. Boring is much more efficient, and it disrupts life above ground a lot less.
The one that did this is 22 foot in diameter, a little over 2 stories tall. It can go on average about 50 foot a day.
One of these things costs $12 million and requires 20 people to operate it. At 50 feet a day, boring 2 mile-and-a-half tunnels takes a long time.
This is a linear project.
Right.
You must do the tunnels before you do this.
And highly specialized laborers are the ones doing that. Sandhogs, or urban miners, work alongside operating engineers who drive and maintain the machinery.
On average, we pay a guy about $1,000 a day, and that's base salary plus benefits.
It's putting people to work in a tough economy. The Metropolitan Transit Authority expects phase one of the subway, that's 3.5 stops and a new tunnel at a 4th stop, to create 130,000 jobs with an economic impact of almost $18 billion over the 9 years of construction.
New Yorkers keep asking, why does it take so long?
It is normal.
This is what it takes.
It is normal. It is what it takes.
All the while, Americans are footing the bill, no matter where they live.
2nd Avenue, right now, $1.3 billion comes from the federal government, and the rest of $3.15 comes from New York.
In 2016, when we swipe our card and ride their first train, it's going to feel real good.
All right, it's time to have a little fun. Several weeks ago, we asked you to send us iReports of any questions you had for me. We had a great response to this. The full interview is up and ready to watch at CNNStudentNews.com. You'll find it in the Spotlight section. If you want to know who comes up with all the puns, go there. If you want to see a sample of what this is all about, watch here.